The Senate will please come to order. Will the members please vote to signify their presence? Have all members voted? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 senators present this morning.
We stand for the invocation.
Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the dawning light for this new month of February. Continue to brighten our day that we may distinguish real objects from the shadow. Give these assembled senators another portion of the gift of discernment. In these days in which we live, there seems to be general confusion as how to allow an individual's liberty and at the same time protect another person's rights. Help our government continue to protect our youth, the weak and the helpless, not only from physical harm, but also from exploitation of slick salesmen who promote everything from expensive gadgets to mind-altering drugs. Pour light upon these lawmakers as they represent the best interests of all the people of Alaska. We pray these petitions in the name of Jesus, who taught us that the way to righteousness is straight but narrow. Amen.
Secretary, certify as correctness the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as the correctness of the Journal for the 23rd Legislative Day and Senate Supplement number 47.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move the Journal for the 23rd Legislative Day and Senate Supplement number 47 be approved to certify.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Ray. Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, in the gallery on my side, we have a visitor from Ketchikan, I believe the first one this year. So Juno is accessible. I want you to know that. Her name is Judy Lundemo, and she's very active on the Planning and Zoning Commission in Ketchikan. Judy?
Senator Ray?
Mr. President,
this is becoming courtly. You have the floor, Senator Fisher.
Thank you. In the gallery on the other side, we have a gal with us today who is on the City Council of Homer, Gail Phillips.
Senator Ray.
Also, on this side, we have two other ladies who are in local government. We have Dorothy Joan on the Matsu Borough Assembly and Elsie O'Brien, the City Clerk of Houston.
We welcome you here this morning, all of you. Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Are there messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Are there communications this morning?
We have no communications today.
There are reports of standing committees.
The Rules Committee considered House Concurrent Resolution Number 37 amended, Economic Development Policy, and recommends that it be calendared on February 1. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senator Ferguson and Senator Kelly. This does appear on today's calendar. That is the only standing committee report.
Reports of special committees this morning?
There are no special committee reports.
Takes us down to introduction of legislation. There is a bill for introduction.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 72 by Senators Curtula, Vic Fisher, and Josephson, an act relating to sexual assault investigations.
The previous legislation went to Hess and Finance. May not necessarily need a finance referral. It may need a judicial referral. But Hess, and I would await the Hess chairman's advice on this after that committee has looked into it. You may proceed.
Senate Bill Number 399 by Senator Fakes by request, an act relating to trespassing and posting of land.
Resources and judiciary. Again, resources may not need to spend much time on that bill. They may want it to be a judiciary matter. It's trespass legislation.
Those are the new bills today.
Takes us to the daily calendar this morning. We have House Concurrent Resolution 37, as amended. Secretary, read the bill by title author.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 37, amended by Representatives Hayes, Zemanski, Bettesworth, Lindauer, M.W. Miller, Ringstad, Schultz, Ward, and Tischer, relating to an economic development policy. The Resources Committee considered this resolution and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Sterdulski, Ziegler, Mulcahy, and Paul Fisher. The Finance Committee waived.
The Resources Committee has handled this legislation. Finance has waived. Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution number 37 amended? Shall it pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
I did not ask if any member desired to change their vote, but there is no desire. Senate Concurrent Resolution 37 has been adopted. I give my notice, my intent to reconsider my vote the next legislative day on Senate Concurrent Resolution, or House Concurrent Resolution 37. Takes us to unfinished business.
We have a few citations.
We do have a citation calendar. Apologies. Secretary, read the citations.
Citations honoring Skagway girls basketball team, Region 5 AA champs by Senators Eliason and Ray. A citation honoring Cake High School boys basketball team, the state AA champions, by Senator Eliason. Honoring Captain James Sandy by Representatives McBride and Wente and Senator Ziegler. In memoriam, Roger Saluko by Representatives Fuller, Liska, and Adams, and Senator Ferguson.
The debate. Senator Ray?
I would move the citation calendar be approved as read.
There being no objection, the citations have been approved. Are there items under unfinished business? Are there announcements of committee meetings this morning? Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, Finance Subcommittee will hold a hearing at 1:30 p.m. today on the Department of Labor in the Senate Finance Room.
Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, Resources Committee markup on the ag bills will be canceled for today. We still have work to do.
Rules Chairperson.
Yes, there's a Rules Committee meeting reminder at 12:30 today in the Belts Room. You have the agenda on your desk. This constitutes the bills that we have in the Rules Committee, sir, for calendaring.
Senator Ray.
Judiciary will meet at 1:30, finish up on the immunities and longevity bonus and whatever else is posted.
Judiciary, are there further announcement of today's committee meetings? Are there items under special orders this morning? Senator Ray.
Can we stand?
We'll be at ease.
We'll be adjourned at 10 a.m. Thursday.
We're adjourned.